time now for the Saturday Morning News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. The Fairfield area weather calling for sunny skies today and pleasant temperatures, a high near 77. I'm Darren Caudill reporting. White County Sheriff Doug Meyer reports Friday his office made two arrests in connection with two oil field thefts and a burglary at Union Ridge Cemetery. Sheriff Meyer says Sergeant Craig Poole was following up with an investigation of the burglary at Union Ridge Cemetery when a Crime Stoppers tip led the investigation to New Haven in Gallatin County. Sergeant Poole met with Sheriff Meyer and Gallatin County Sheriff Shannon Bradley. A stolen John Deere Gator was located at 424 Market Street in New Haven. 38-year-old Joseph Webb and 25-year-old Samantha Wheatley reside at the residence. Both were placed under arrest by Sheriff Bradley for possession of stolen property. The John Deere Gator, along with a steel chainsaw, steel hedge trimmer, Echo leaf blower, Echo weed eater, and a DeWalt air compressor were recovered at two locations in New Haven. Several oil field valves were also recovered that were believed to be stolen from White County. Webb and Wheatley were transported to the White County Jail. Sergeant Poole and Sheriff Meyer interviewed both subjects and, based on their statements, were charged with two counts of theft and criminal damage in reference to the oil field thefts and one county burglary and criminal damage in reference to Union Ridge. White County State's Attorney Denton Odd authorized the charges and obtained a bond of $100,000 on each subject. More news after this break.
Farmer T's Fresh Market Cafe in Sisney is the place that serves fresh-made soups, salads, sandwiches, hot or cold, flatbread pizzas, and smoothies. We have all of your favorites from the triple-decker roast beef sandwich to the chicken Caesar flatbread pizza. And let's not forget about that ladybug smoothie. Farmer T's serves daily lunch and dinner specials. Open 5 days a week for lunch, closed on Thursdays and Sundays. Follow us on Facebook for hours and new specials each week.
Post frame buildings continue to pop up all over the area. And at Graber Post Buildings, they've been putting up buildings for over 40 years. Garages, pole barns, storage buildings, workshops, apartments, even indoor basketball courts, and some of the most attractive commercial buildings in the state. Every job is specific and unique to your wants and your needs. Graber Post also has packages for contractors and do-it-yourselfers. So for your next building or roofing project, call for a free quote at Graber Post, 800-264-5013.
State Representative Darren Bailey announced Friday that Governor J.B. Pritzker has signed a bill to enhance the penalties against those who knowingly cause great bodily harm or permanent disability to someone engaged in prayer or other religious activities at a church, synagogue, mosque, or other building used for religious activities. The new law provides that it's an aggravating factor in sentencing for first-degree murder when the murdered individual was a member of a congregation engaged in prayer or other religious activities at a church, synagogue, mosque, or other building, structure, or place used for religious worship. Also under the new law, an assault and battery committed in a church, synagogue, mosque, or other building, structure, or place used for religious worship is enhanced to aggravated assault or aggravated battery with higher penalties. The penalty for aggravated assault under this provision is a Class A misdemeanor, and an aggravated battery under the provision is now a Class 2 felony. The bill provides that a person also commits the offense of unlawful use of weapons when the person knowingly carries or possesses with the intent to use the same unlawfully against another any firearm in any school, church, synagogue, mosque, or other building, structure, or place used for religious worship. Representative Bailey explained, quote, I am proud to co-sponsor this legislation to make it clear that people of faith who are attacked in churches are valued, and harming them will get you higher penalties. This is a good example of a bipartisan bill that passed unanimously out of both chambers of the legislature and now is the law in Illinois. Illinois State Police officials announced Friday the arrest of 58-year-old Chet L. Schaefer of Thompsonville. Schaefer was arrested on three counts of official misconduct, two counts of custodial sexual misconduct, and two counts of aggravated criminal sexual assault. State police report on Friday, August 15th, the Franklin County Sheriff's Office received information regarding allegations of sexual assault against Schaefer, who is a Franklin County Sheriff's Office jail employee. Schaefer was placed on administrative leave. The Franklin County Sheriff's Office requested the state police to investigate the allegations. That investigation resulted in charges against Schaefer and his arrest on Thursday. He was able to post 10% of $100,000 bond and was released. The investigation is continuing. Illinois State Police Acting Director Brendan F. Kelly announced Friday the line-of-duty death of ISP South SWAT Trooper Nicholas Hopkins. On August 23rd, Friday morning, at about 5:26 a.m., Trooper Hopkins and other state troopers were executing a search warrant at a residence in East St. Louis. Police said there was an exchange of gunfire at the residence and Trooper Hopkins was struck. Hopkins was transported to a local hospital with life-threatening injuries and died at about 6:10 p.m. Friday. Hopkins was a 10-year veteran of the Illinois State Police and 33 years old. Those interested in recertifying your Illinois concealed carry permit will have the opportunity to enroll in the IECC Concealed Carry Recertification Course that provides the 3 hours of required training. The course is for any Illinois concealed carry permit holder that needs to take the recertification training. The course will be held September 14th at Wabash Valley College in Mount Carmel, from 8 to 11 a.m. at the Advanced Technology Building on West 3rd Street. Jay Carter will be the instructor. Cost of the class is $50. For more information or to get registered, you can contact the Student Services Office at Wabash Valley College in Mount Carmel at 866-982-4322, or you can call Frontier Community College in Fairfield at 877-464-4322. 3687. If you have questions concerning the program, you can contact the Concealed Carry Coordinator, Brian Hart, at 618-879-9420. Two of the bills signed by Governor J.B. Pritzker aim to engage more people in elections.
Two of the bills signed by Governor J.B. Pritzker aim to engage more people in elections. Inmates awaiting trial will be given a chance to register to vote and then cast a ballot. Those about to get out of prison will learn more about the voting process.
It's a new day in Illinois, one where we not only recognize the sanctity of the vote, but commit to doing everything that we can to invite everyone who is eligible to fully participate to do so.
The third new law creates incentives for inmates serving long sentences set prior to 1998 to earn good time credit by taking college and life skills courses and completing sex offender and substance abuse treatment programs. At the State Capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
What does the propane supply look like heading into the grain drying season? That was a topic of conversation among farmers at the Illinois State Fair last week.
Well, there was a lot of questions about propane supply. We talked a little bit about where we think this corn drying is going to be this fall, how far along the crop is right now, and when we're going to get it all out of the fields and things like that. Of course, there was a big question from about everybody I talked to. Hey, are we going to have enough propane? Are we going to have enough propane? So my general response to that is, you know, you look at inventories, just touch on them a little bit. You know, we've been tracking them all summer. Still going to probably end up around that 90 to 95 range on propane inventories in the U.S. So to me, that's a fairly comfortable number. Probably still well over the 5-year average. You know, it just gets back to the simple point. You look back at a 13, 14, or maybe even a 9, 10, that big grain drying year. You know, we got to get the propane to where it needs to be in the Midwest or wherever it needs to be at the time. So I think there's going to be plenty of propane. It's just getting it where it needs to be logistically.
Dan Paneers, GrowMark's manager of propane operations. And the DuQuoin State Fair getting underway. The fair will feature a host of events from harness racing today to monster truck shows. The grandstand music lineup includes acts for fans of everything from rock to country to contemporary Christian music. Some of the biggest names set to perform are Winona, Big Noise, and the All-American Rejects. Sunday's Veterans Day Bicentennial Day event will be held in Exhibition Hall, where organizers hope the air conditioning will make it easier for older veterans to attend. Grand Marshal of this year's festivities is East St. Louis native Jacqueline Joyner Kersey. Kersey is ranked among the all-time greatest athletes in the heptathlon, as well as long jump. She won 3 gold, 1 silver, and 2 bronze Olympic medals in those two events at 4 different Olympic Games. The fair runs through September 2nd, this coming Labor Day. That's the news. Area deaths are next.
I get fresh granola every day from the supposedly clean glasses in the dishwasher.
Oh,
now that's tough.
My family gets a warm meal every night right from our lukewarm fridge.
Oh, mine too.
You poor dear.
My washing machine rocks. It's 2 rocks. I just bang them on the clothes.
That can't be good.
What are you going to do?
The Bad Appliance Support Group is sponsored and remedied by Rush Appliance and Furniture Company. Don't suffer through. Relax, release, replace. Rush Appliance and Furniture Company in Fairfield and Carmi.
This is Ethan Kaiser with Trust Bank. Legacy is defined as something received by a predecessor. To the wealth management team at Trust Bank, your legacy is an important piece of your financial plan. We understand how hard you have worked for your assets and how generous you are. Trust Bank wants to help you create a plan that allows you to make a lasting contribution to a charitable organization of your choice. We truly want your legacy to be something that lives on forever. Give Trust Bank's wealth management team a call at 618-395-4311 today.
Area deaths are brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 68-year-old Barnhill resident Charles Allen Talbert died Thursday at his home. He was active in farming for over 45 years with J.A. Simpson, his father-in-law, and nephew Billy Doggett. He worked at the gas station in Sisney during his high school years, AMF in Olney while attending Olney Community College and the Kraft Corporation in Champaign. Surviving are sons Matthew Talbert of Monticello, Illinois, and Andrew Talbert of Barnhill, several grandchildren, and many nieces and nephews also survive. Funeral services for Charles Allen Talbert will be Tuesday, with visitation from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m., with funeral services starting immediately afterward at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield. Graveside service will be conducted at Shrewsbury Cemetery in Mill Shoals. Memorials will be accepted at the Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield and may be made to the Mill Shoals Ruritans, Johnsonville Methodist Church, or Steph's Coffee Shop and Things in Mill Shoals. 71-year-old Monee resident Jeanette Huff died Friday morning at Deaconess Gateway in Evansville. She was a homemaker and attended Marshall Ferry General Baptist Church. Surviving are her husband, Larry, a daughter, Tracy Clark. Several grandchildren also survived. Funeral services for Jeanette Huff will be at 10 a.m. Wednesday at the Stendebach Family Funeral Home in Carmi, with Reverend Tom Miller officiating burial in Marshall Ferry Cemetery. Visitation from 4 to 7 p.m. Tuesday at the Stendebach Family Funeral Home in Carmi. 84-year-old Dahlgren resident Mary Maxine Cross died Wednesday at SSM Good Samaritan Hospital in Mount Vernon. She was a homemaker and also worked at the former Elder Manufacturing Company in McLeansboro and Dowser Electric in Mount Vernon. She was a member of Pleasant Hill Baptist Church and later Dahlgren Baptist Church. Surviving are sons William Bud Cross of Riverton, Illinois, and J.D. Cross of Dahlgren. 4 daughters, Viola Nolan of Dahlgren, Betty Oliver of Mount Vernon, Pauline Bellamy of Dahlgren, and Mary Jo Klein of Salem. Brothers James Parkhill of Bicknell, Indiana, and David Parkhill of Mount Vernon. A sister, Retha Rawls of Dahlgren. 14 grandchildren, 21 great-grandchildren, and 2 great-great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Mary Maxine Cross will be held Monday morning at 10 at the Golson Funeral Home in Dahlgren with Reverend David Schlag officiating. Visitation will be Sunday from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Golson Funeral Home in Dahlgren. She'll be laid to rest at Middle Creek Cemetery near Dahlgren. Memorial donations may be made to the Middle Creek Cemetery Upkeep Fund or the Dahlgren Baptist Church. Golson Funeral Home in Dahlgren is in charge of the arrangements. 72-year-old Mount Airy resident Neil Barnett died August 20th at Carmine Manor. He was a Vietnam veteran serving from 1966 to 1968. He was a farmer and enjoyed fishing with his grandkids and restoring antique tractors. Surviving are his wife of 50 years, Cheryl, a daughter, Tammy Thomason, a son, Robert Barnett, 2 sisters, Mary Ann Schwartzlose and May Brandt, 2 brothers, Glenn Barnett and George Barnett, 6 grandchildren and 9 great-grandchildren. Visitation for Neil Barnett will be this evening from 5 to 7 at the Ingram Meredith Funeral Home in Albion. Funeral services will be Sunday at 3 p.m. at the funeral home, with burial to follow in Ebenezer Cemetery at Samsville. Military rites will be conducted at the graveside. Memorials may be made to the Ebenezer Cemetery Fund and will be accepted at the Ingram Meredith Funeral Home in Albion, which is in charge of the arrangements. 73-year-old James R. Fraley died Wednesday at his home in El Dorado. He was a retired truck driver and a U.S. Navy veteran, having served during the Vietnam War. Survivors include his friend and companion, Paula Fraley of El Dorado, a sister, Pam Jones of Orlando, Florida, a niece, Heather Isom of Orlando, Florida, 1 great-niece and 2 great-nephews. A graveside funeral service for James R. Fraley will be held today at 2 p.m. at Mount Olivet Cemetery with Reverend Will Bowers officiating. Those attending are asked to meet at the cemetery. The Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro is in charge of the arrangements. 82-year-old Clay City resident Florence M. Flo Smith died Wednesday at her home. She was a housewife and member of the Frisky Phillies Red Hat Society. Surviving are 4 daughters, Janet Venters, Joyce Smith, Joan Hambrick, and Jean Smith, 5 sons, Joseph Smith Jr., Jack Smith, Jay Smith, Jerry Smith, and Tim Smith, as well as several grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Cremation rites were accorded per Flo's wishes. There will be no services. Memories and expressions of sympathy can be given to the family at the Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home, which is in charge of the arrangements. If you missed any of our obituaries, they're updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Darren Cottle reporting.
You saved, you scrimped, and finally that hot new car is yours and you're in love. Just make sure she's insured with the best auto coverage you can find. Talk to your local Pekin insurance agent about complete auto coverage, and don't forget to ask about the variety of discounts available for your sweet ride. Request a quote at PekinInsurance.com. In Flora and Sisney, contact Bill Atwood at 662-7000 and put their Beyond the Expected service to work for you.
Personal service. It's something everyone wants, and it's something Wabash Communications is pleased to deliver to our customers. Wabash offers great affordable services with internet speeds up to 1 gig. We take pride in delivering 21st century technology into your home for the information and a little fun you expect from an amazing staff that is warm, welcoming, and helpful. For more information, visit us online at wabash.net. Wabash, local, familiar faces delivering the service you expect 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Here is a look at the Fairfield area weather. Today, sunny skies with a forecast high 77. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 58. Sunday, a slight chance of showers and storms, and mostly cloudy with a high of 79. Looking ahead to Monday of next week, a 40% chance of showers and storms, and mostly cloudy, high of 82. Tuesday, a 50% chance of showers and storms, partly sunny, forecast high 83. Wednesday, it looks like the rain should be out of there by then. Mostly sunny, high of 80. And Thursday, sunny, high of 81. Yesterday's high in Fairfield was 79. Kind of a cloudy day yesterday, actually. A few sunbeams yesterday, and a low this morning was 58. And currently in Fairfield, underneath the sunny skies, it is 59.